Episode number 1331 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Randy Adams. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Allen World. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Professor Alan Jackson is director of Southampton Biomedical Research Center for Nutrition. He trained as a pediatrician at the University of Cambridge and University College Hospital in London. He was a Wellcome Research Fellow and then director of the Tropical Metabolism Research Unit at the University of the West Indies in Jamaica, where he helped develop an evidence-based World Health Organization handbook on the effective treatment of severe malnutrition. He is president of the Association of Nutrition Councils, member of the Caribbean Health Research Council, and chief organizer of the International Malnutrition Task Force. He is the founding chairman of the Scientific Advisory Committee on Nutrition of the Ministry of Health and the Food Standards Agency and member of a nutrition committee of the European Food Safety Authority. He has lectured extensively and written extensively about trade issues, including the need for a strong and open rules-based multilateral trading system. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations E15 Initiative Expert Group on Innovation. He chaired the Continuous Update Project Panel and was a member of the Panel of Experts for the World Health Organization's second expert report in 2007. He is a lawyer by profession and holds degrees in Germany, Great Britain, and Cambridge. He began his career in 1983 in the legal department of the Federal Ministry of Economics in Bonn. He currently advises the Transaction Practice Group on U.S. banking regulation. From 1986 to 1987, he worked for the German mission to the United Nations in New York. As one of the most influential codebreakers of World War II, his cryptology produced intelligence that was thought to have eaten the Allied victory. After the war, he developed a voice encryption device, which he called Delila. By the narrow standards of his time, however, his reputation was tarnished. As a result, his life and work were not celebrated at the time of his death. The legacy of Alan Turing's life and work only came to light after his death. It is estimated that Turing and his comrades in arms could have shortened the war by several years. What is certain is that they saved countless lives and helped determine the course and outcome of the war. By the end of World War II, much of Europe and Asia had been reduced to rubble. The Allied forces had become occupiers and had taken control of Germany, Japan, and large parts of the territory they controlled. Boundaries had been redrawn, homecoming, expulsion, and burial were imminent. Depending on this, Barroso was particularly committed to the enlargement and admission of new members of the European Union, and his presidency grew from 15 to 28 member states. Alan Gilpin has been appointed as World Rugby's new chief executive. Alan Beccarezi will join the World Bank's Vice Presidency Integrity Group as Director of Investigation, Strategy and Operations in February 2021. Mr. Beccarezi has extensive experience in investigating international fraud and corruption cases. Alan Weissman is an award-winning journalist whose articles have appeared in Harper's Magazine, The New York Times Magazine, The Atlantic Monthly, Discover and NPR, among others. Alan Gilpin took over as interim chief executive after Brett Gosper's departure from World Rugby in January. Announcing his appointment, World Rugby said, "Alan Gilpin has rugby in his DNA as a sport." Alan Weissman is the former editor of Los Angeles Times Magazine and senior radio producer for Homeland Productions and teaches international journalism at the University of Arizona. Alan W. Avery is a partner in the New York office of Latham & Watkins. He is a member of the corporate division of the Financial Institutions Group. He focuses on the regulation of banking organizations at the federal and state levels and advises domestic and foreign credit institutions on the impact of the U.S. federal and state banking laws on their global operations. Wolf, senior counsel at global law firm Denton, is one of the world's leading international commercial lawyers. He has been busy resolving some of the biggest international trade disputes on record. Weissman, an award-winning journalist, offers readers a haunting and frightening view of how the planet responds to the relentless pressures of human presence. Wolf, a former senior counsel at global firm Denton's, was president of the National Foreign Trade Council for the last 6 years, created in 1914 by President Wilson. To support open international trade and now represents hundreds of American companies that employ millions of workers. A Different World is the first studio album by Norwegian record producer Alan Walker. Norwegian record producer Alan Walker's debut album was released on December 14, 2018 by Mer Music and Sony Music Entertainment, including his successful single, Fade, from 2015. A new PS50 banknote featuring the face of World War II codebreaker Alan Turing. Turing worked at the famous Bletchley Park in Buckinghamshire, home to the codebreakers who worked to decipher the codes used by Nazi Germany. Despite his notable contributions to the war, Turing died in 1952 after a 2-year sentence for gross indecency in his relationship with a man for whom he had received chemical castration. Many people congratulated Alan on his achievements at Elmore Junior High, but were disgusted by his relationship with Carmen. Although things went wrong for Alan and the rest of the Elmore people, he still had a lot of confidence in the world. It is revealed that faith is everything and that he lost faith in making the world a better place when it became black and white and lost its color, which implies that he was a forgiving and understanding person.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1331. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.